What's up, everybody? It's Roger here from DizKingdom.com. In this episode, we're going to be talking all about Jam City taking over the Disney Mobile kind of games, including Disney Emoji Blitz. This was kind of came out of nowhere, but it kind of also fits into the strategy that Disney had been doing for a while. So we're going to just have a quick look here. I'm just going to read out a little bit here of the press release that they put out, saying that Jam City is proud to be working with Disney, said the CEO of Jam City. They're the leading, and they've got all the different IP, making our company the ideal one. They make lots of games already. They make Avengers Academy. They make loads of the Fox games as well. So they're not like, they make like the Family Guy and the Futurama games. So they've actually got quite a few games already in the things. But what they're doing is they're going to be taking over Disney Emoji Blitz, and then they're going to be working on new games. I think they're working on a Frozen 2 game. And they're going to be bringing more of this in. It definitely feels like this has been something that Disney have been doing, because they've already outsourced Star Wars Commander. And now, basically, they're going to be moving all the staff from what the last bit left of the Disney Interactive, what's left of the group. They've been all offered jobs by Jam City, and that section's been basically done. So this is basically the end of like Disney Interactive as we ever know it, because the fact that they've even offered them jobs and they're closing down, now that's definitely a bit different.
And it's not really common, but normally you're not in a situation too where you know where the reins are going to be passed to, or most games the reins aren't even passed at all. This and Star Wars Commander are kind of unique in that field. Normally games just get shut down and a new one gets built in its place. But definitely happy for that. I'm glad that the creators will be able to continue working on this game or on other projects, however that it ends up working for them with Jam City. To be honest, I'm surprised that Disney kept them around so long. Not as commentary on their skills or anything like that, but simply since Disney Infinity's cancellation, this has to be something that has been on all of their minds, that, you know, Disney was always going to try and move this to an outside studio. So, it was a clock ticking on the wall kind of situation. But fortunately, whether they knew about it in advance or not, the creators will at least be able to continue working, which is ultimately what they want to be doing. So
it also shows that Disney Emoji Blitz must be making plenty of money for them to keep it going. Because as you said, Disney have been closing down games constantly for the last few months or last few years. There's basically nothing left. Nothing original. All their stuff has been outsourced, or anything that was left was stuff that wasn't being updated. I'm wondering if like Frozen Freefall and a few other ones are included in this package. It feels like the end. This was like the end of the road for Disney Interactive and Disney making their own games. Everything is outsourced now. Nothing is internal. I always feel like that's... I understand why Disney done this, and we've talked about this so much in the past, but Disney don't treat games like they do movies and TV shows, where they do it all in-house. Games they view as merchandise, and they've gone out to the teams that can do it well and do it best and get them to do it the best they can, following what Marvel Games have been doing, because Marvel Games have been doing it, and now Disney have been doing it. And when you look at, like, Marvel Spider-Man, nominated for like 7 Game of the Year of awards, biggest selling single player or PlayStation exclusive of the year. It works. It works when they do it. Kingdom Hearts 3 is coming out with Square Enix. These guys can make video games, and I'll be honest, better than Disney can, and it makes sense for them to do it. And I think they're following the same foot with the mobile games.
Yeah, let the people who do this, not just in the Disney sphere, but who do this for a living and who do successful games, let them work on it. Stop trying to compete with them. Bring them in and let them work for Disney or in conjunction with Disney. I'm totally for that. It still sucks that, you know, Disney canceled all their stuff, but ultimately it does seem to be working out for them, minus the Star Wars license, which has been a cluster, but hopefully that's getting sorted out. And that's also not in the mobile market. That's just the regular video game. Their mobile games are, well, Star Wars is kind of hit and miss at the moment, but, you know, Commander's still going strong. Galaxy of Heroes is still going strong. But yeah, and I was just thinking about this. Other than, I think Marvel Future Fight, Disney Emoji Blitz is one of the only mobile games that has tie-ins, physical tie-ins. SumSum is the other one, but SumSum was aligned before it was a mobile game, so that doesn't really count. But, you know, you could go into a Disney store and you could get, you know, a couple of those emoji pillow things. They were like about this big or so, and then they've got the really big ones that you can actually use as pillows. They've got notebooks with them plastered on the side, all sorts of other things. I think they even have pins that you can get at the park, stuff like that. So, yeah, like you were saying, this is one of the few that was really, really successful, and I have no idea what the sales numbers look like, but apparently this game is doing really well for Disney. There's no reason to think that it won't do well under Jam City. So I would not have guessed it when it first came out. I think we even talked about it when it first came out. And this has been their little game that could. So
Because I know my wife usually quite often nicks my iPad to play the game on mine. But also I think the fact that it brings in all the different characters, they can easily add new characters to it. There's hundreds of characters in there. They can tie it in with like new movies like Wreck-It Ralph, etc. But also, it's better than all these really bad like match 3D games like the Beauty and the Beast and the BFG and Maleficent and all. You know, it's that thing of this one just can keep evolving. They can keep changing it. And they can just keep adding new stuff. You know, every time there's a new movie, they can just keep throwing bits and pieces in there. And it's easy for them to maintain. And I think it's better for Disney to have three or four single titles, all very different, all doing very well, rather than 10 games doing mediocre or too many games. We said before, Disney releasing way too many match three games. Now Disney Emoji Blitz is keeping everything in touch.
Yeah, I agree. Emoji Blitz has kind of filled that void that they were trying to fill with, like, the Star Wars droids game, the Beauty and the Beast game right after the live-action movie came out. Even, to a degree, Frozen Free Fall and games like that. Emoji Blitz has just become a one-stop shop. You want to do a tie-in to a Disney movie? It doesn't even matter if it's a Star Wars, although they haven't done one since The Force Awakens. Or a regular Disney, just throw it on in there, and there's been a continuous stream of new emojis getting added to that game monthly, at the very least. Some of them are the super special, like villain, rainbow border, sparkle border, but super special ones, and then regular silver and gold border ones as well. It seems like this is a very cheap way for them to just continually pump out tie-ins and also go back to older movies and kind of remind you, oh, hey, we got Robin Hood. Here's your Robin Hood Fox and Maid Marian and here's, you know, Snow White or whoever. So they can do it both ways, and it's really worked out well for them. So, yay.
I mean, at the minute, you've got ZumZum, Disney Emoji Blitz. You've got the Magical Dice game. You've got Disney Heroes and Disney Magic Kingdoms. All very different, all being outsourced to different companies, and they're all doing, you know, they're all adding the events, they all keep updating, but they're different enough apart, so it's definitely working for them. But we'd love to know what you guys are thinking at home about Jam City taking over Disney Emoji Blitz and other games as well, and other things, and what it all means for Disney Interactive. Love to know your thoughts in the comments below or on social media. Remember to go check us out over at DizKingdom.com. James, where can they find you?
You find me, heroiclegacy.com.
And on that note, guys, thank you very much for watching. We'll see you guys soon. Laters.
Later.